Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is on a surprise one-day visit to Iraq. Under heavy security, Rice visited Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq and returned to Baghdad for a meeting with Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri. Rice arrived, urging patience with the new government, even as dozens more Iraqi corpses were discovered, the latest victims of the insurgency. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. Peter, is there anything more to this whirlwind visit other than showing support for the new government?
Well, it is partly about putting in an appearance, Leanne. This is the first visit by a senior U.S. official since al-Jafri and his cabinet were sworn in. But the officials I've spoken with say the basic message is don't let the horrific violence of recent weeks upset the political process. There's a huge and difficult task ahead, namely pulling Iraq's historically unfriendly factions together to fashion a constitution by August. I apologize for the noise here, but we're losing power, as often happens. Meanwhile, the Bush administration is betting that steady progress on the political front will dry up support for this insurgency. And of course, what we've seen so far is anything but steady progress.
U.S. military forces, meanwhile, ended their week-long offensive by the Syrian border. The daily violence since the new government was announced is continuing. Is there any more that you can tell us today?
Well, the end of the military offensive was good news for the governor of Al-Anbar province. He had been kidnapped last week during the fighting up there by the border. The military says in all, 9 Marines were killed and 40 wounded. There's no confirmation of the military estimate that some 100 insurgents were killed. Prime Minister al-Jafri has dispatched the Red Cross and human rights officials to the region. They're going to look for civilian casualties and see what the living conditions in those remote desert villages are. Referring to the insurgency, Secretary Rice affirmed what other military officials have been saying. You won't end this violence through military means. You have to bring enough of their supporters, in this case minority Sunni Muslims, into the government to isolate the bombers. That is, at best, a slow-moving process, though, and in the meantime, the bodies continue to pile up, nearly 36 discovered since yesterday, many executed while handcuffed.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Peter, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.